Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WISP Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WISP Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Jessica Martin Eckerly, CEO and co-founder of Forward Biolabs. Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So just to set the stage here, could you briefly explain what Forward Biolabs is all about?
Yeah. So Forward Biolabs is an independent nonprofit, and our mission is to help early stage startups get off the ground, launch, and grow. We do this by providing a co-working life sciences laboratory. So it's this lab that's chock full of equipment. We have a ton of equipment that is provided shared amenities for the companies to use. And then we've got a bunch of lab infrastructure as well, things like safety, all kinds of safety things and layers of protection for cold unit product and cell cultures. And then we kind of envelope that lab in a community. And so making introductions, helping people with whatever problems or challenges that they're having, and just really cultivating a collaborative, positive environment. And we hear good feedback on this.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. And I know that Forward Biolabs recently released your first impact report with some really, really great insights about the organization. You know, obviously, as you mentioned, you provide all these resources for startups, helping them get through the early stages where, you know, it's so expensive to get all this equipment on their own. So playing a huge role in the ecosystem. I'm hoping you can kind of share some of the top line highlights from that report, some of the impacts there.
Yeah. So we put together an impact report and some of the top line kind of summary facts that your folks might be interested in are, to date, we have helped over 40 startup companies. So 40 startup companies have called for a Biolabs home. Those companies have amassed over $360 million in both investments and grants together. And all of the companies that have graduated from Forward Biolabs and established their own independent space, they've all stayed in the greater Madison area, their immediate first move. And so they're looking to continue to grow here in the greater Madison area. They're not looking to get their start and leave. And so that these are all super encouraging. And it's been fun for us to take a step back and take a step back out of the day-to-day running of the lab and the organization and see how far we've come.
Yeah, that must be a really great feeling. And as you mentioned before we started the interview, you know, we talked years back when you were just getting started in the process. And now, you know, 5 years later, can you share, I guess, some of your big takeaways or what you've learned about startups, the biotech sector in that time? What are some, I guess, insights you might like to share with our audience from your experience?
Put into words just a couple things about this journey, kind of almost outside of what's been written in the impact report. I would say the support from our community, our stakeholders, is so strong. I mean, this biohealth community, but also even more broad, even more broad than that, all of the local stakeholders, the support is so strong. And that is meaningful when you're taking that first step of establishing a company and trying to like build something from scratch. And what it means is, like on a literal basis, is people are willing to sit down and have conversations. They're willing to help Forward Biolabs get some resource that then multiple companies can use. And it's also something that we're going to be looking to do more of. We know that there are additional ways that we can be working with industry that we haven't been able to touch yet. And so that's one of the things I'm most excited about in the next 1 to 5 years is how much more connecting we can be doing to provide value to the startups and also to grow the recognition of Madison and Wisconsin as a hub, because it's kind of, it's like a snowball. This things just build, they just build over time, these relationships and how they reverberate to the nation. I think another thing that I knew coming into this, and I knew that the resources and just not having to buy equipment and do all that setup, we knew that would be impactful, but it's another thing altogether to kind of hear it over and over from the mouths of founders when they walk in and they're like, this is just fantastic. Or another thing that happens very frequently is we'll have a scientist walk out of the lab and talk to Mike, the operations manager, and say, hey, you know, I see you have this and I was using it, but I really need this other piece of equipment to spin my sample faster or go to do this other analysis. And all of a sudden he gets up, walks in the lab with them, and then they go find this other piece of equipment that we have, or and he'll show, and suddenly they've got a whole nother set of data that they can collect that they otherwise would not have been able to, because they didn't know that they were going to need this, or they now recognize they need this other set of data to move forward. And that it never stops being rewarding, because all of these companies are on their own individual journeys, and it never becomes less valuable. In fact, it becomes more valuable, because then we now have the opportunity, especially with the tech hub, to really shine a light on everything that's happening here, because there is so much more we can do. There are more entrepreneurs that want to start companies. There are more technologies that need to become startups where they can solve problems on a larger scale than they will in a research lab. And so 5 years in, I personally just feel absolutely as passionate about this as I did when we first had that conversation when I had just started fundraising, Alex. So, and the Tech Hub just lights everything on fire in such a good way, because it's such an opportunity to really showcase everything that Wisconsin has: manufacturing, supply chain, talent. I hear over and over people want to be here because of the talent that they can hire for their companies. It's all here and we know it, but the Tech Hub is the opportunity to show everybody else that we know we have immense value in biohealth.
I'm glad to have your perspective on the past few years. And I'm really glad that you brought up the Tech Hub as well, because, you know, listeners to the podcast, readers of WISP Business will probably be a little bit familiar with that idea. And I can include a link below for a story for folks who want to go ahead and read more. But as you said, this is just a kind of a transformational opportunity for the region. I think organizations like yours that work with these biotech, biohealth startups, the implications for personalized medicine through this Tech Hub effort, all very exciting things. And I know there's a lot of interest in the region and statewide for that effort. So glad you touched on that. And I guess I want to ask a follow-up on something you mentioned about sort of the path ahead. You said in the next few years, you'd like to kind of double down or really emphasize more the connections with industry, working with businesses. Can you talk a little bit more about that path ahead, how you see maybe the next 5 years for your organization?
Well, there's a few areas of focus, and one is further industry collaborations and connections between the startups and industry. And industry is so broad, right? There's lots of different sectors of industry. So there's a lot we can do there. But there are two other things that have been embedded with one of the Tech Hub projects, and that is both more space in the Madison area and an establishing a 4Biolabs site in Milwaukee. And so together with Lisa Johnson at Bio4, we've been having conversations for a couple of years already. And Aaron Ulver and Research Park are so hugely supportive of 4Biolabs here as well. But what the Tech Hub, it kind of puts it has the ability to expedite everything, make it the capital from the EDA could really expedite things quite substantially, because there's a lot going on in Milwaukee. MCW is, it's like a set of hidden gems in Milwaukee between MCW, Versity, everything that everything that happens in the other institutions, Marquette and University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Fradert, there's a lot there. There's a lot of opportunity that's completely untapped. And I think to be able to put a site there and see what happens, I think will be really good for that community. Here, we're looking at an opportunity to increase the footprint, which would give us more ability to have additional shared equipment that we know entrepreneurs could use. Lots of things ahead.
Absolutely.
Sum it up.
That's perfect. Well, it's been great to see the growth of Forward Biolabs over the past few years, and I appreciate you sharing some thoughts about the future of the organization as well. It's all great. I'll have a link, as I said, to more info about the Tech Hub below for listeners, as well as a link to the report. And Jessica, any final thoughts to share before we wrap up here?
I do. I have one final thought, and that is the impact report. We took care to talk about some different case studies because it's easy just to say, oh, well, you know, if you're an entrepreneur or a startup or someone in our community who knows that we exist, there are different ways that companies can utilize the resources here. And we've tried to highlight that in the impact report. So I would say I would take a look if you're at all curious or interested in what are the different ways that companies can make use of the resources here, because most companies come and stay for a year, two or three until they meet a specific milestone and then they're able to move on. Others come in and they do backup manufacturing, or they've got a side project, or they've got, they want to test something out. And so there's a lot of utility that we want to help everybody understand so that companies know we're here for you, even if you predated when we set up the lab, or as they grow, so that they know we're here for them.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. Did you know that almost 80% of UW-Madison's in-state students return to live and work in Wisconsin in the years after graduation? And almost half of all UW-Madison alumni are current Wisconsin residents. That's just one way we're driving our economy forward. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.